the answer?
Which was that we left off with a question that once he's Mishamet, so how could he be over? How could it be over the love of Leigos? That was the question, correct?
Yes.
All right. I think the one, it's interesting, but I was thinking of the question. I think the one that really deals with it is the Rambam. So let's take the Rambam. The Rambam is in hold on a second. Where's the Rambam? Rambam is
Shmid of Yovel?
Is that?
In Perek Tes, Shmid of Yovel.
Tes and Yovel.
So the Rambam is Malvus Chavero.
And then Sazah Chiev Atzma Bimamon Shelo Chiva Osa Torah Bo. Shechayev.
It's a little low. Is it possible to go louder?
I'll just be closer to the phone. Okay.
Okay,
should I read that again?
Yes.
Okay,
is it better, Abby?
Yeah, sir.
Okay, so. So hisna imo shelo yashmit hu chov zeh ve'afilu b'shvias tano kayam shekol tanaisha b'mamon kayam v'nimsa zeh chiev atzma b'mamon shelo chiva oso torah bo shuchayev.
Right. So the question that we had on the Rambam was, what does the Rambam mean? And it was chayvus? Where is there in the Nivus Chayvus? Right?
Right.
It's not a new chov, it's the same old chov. So I was thinking it over, that the halacha to be meshamed a chov really doesn't mean that you cancel the chov. But to be meshamed a chov means that you're relinquishing your bilus to execute the chov. But the chov remains in existence, because as a matter of fact, what does Chazal say? If a person pays it off, it's a ruach hachom neznochei now. Right?
Yeah.
So you see, the chov is in existence. The only thing is that he's relinquishing his bilus as a baal hachov to act towards the lova as a baal hachov and to exercise power over him. And really, that's the difference.
That's the what?
The pasuk is in the Re'e.
Yeah,
pasuk is Re'e Tesla's base. Zed Vara Shmita. Shamot Kobal Masha Yodo Asher Yashabereu. Lo Yigo says Re'eo Viasochiv Tikar Shmita Vashem. So the Shamot is going on Kobal Masha Yodo. That means it has power. The uncle says, Kol Devar More Rishu. And the Yonasan Ben Uzziel even has it better. He says, Ashmitu Kol Bar Nash More Mizovta, that's the Bailam on the Chov, the Yizov Bechavre, that is Toveya, that is Toveya against his Chavre, Lesle Rishu. He doesn't have any permission. Limidachako b'chavre to press his chaver. Limidvoa osfuse to claim his loan. Okay. So you see, it's not a halacha in the dine momentus that he's canceling out the that he's canceling out the chov. He just has to relinquish his power to exercise his bilus and his power over the chov.
Rights of enforcement.
That's Shamot. The pasuk says, "Kol Baal Mashe Yodo." It's Mashe Yodo. It's his power, Asher Yashabereh. So he has to relinquish his power in Shemitah. Can't exercise his power. And then, on top of that, there's a logigos. That if he does, he's over a love. If he should exercise his power, he's over a love. So the whole institution is not an institution of cancellation, but it's an institution of exercising of power. So what does the Rambam say? So it's interesting. So the Rambam says, based on this premise, I believe, the Rambam saying, no, Kayam. Why? Shekol Tanai Shebamamon Kayam. What does he mean, the Tanai Shebamamon? He doesn't mean the Chi of Mamon. He means the Tanai Shebamamon, the exercising of power through Mamon. Over there, that's also a Tanai Shebamamon. Not just the Tanai Shebamamon is a Tanai insofar as canceling of being mechayev, but at Naisha B'mamon is exercising the power as well. So he says, the nimtzazeh chiev atzmo b'mamon shelo chivoso Torah, which means that what he's asking him to do is to empower him again. In other words, the Malva is asking the Lova to empower him over the Chov. So that's a Tnai Shebamama. And it's not the power that's Novea from the old Chov. Asking him to empower him again. A new empowerment over the Chov.
But it's all at the time of the chov, right?
What's that?
It's all done at the time of the chov.
That's correct. So that's how it works. It's an amazing thing because it can only work here. Since it's a din of Kobal Mashe Yado. So we can re-empower him on the Chov.
So why is he not over there, sir?
Because the issue is only to exercise the power that's Noveya from the original Chov. But here what he's saying to him is, I can't exercise any power. But I want you to re-empower me on the Chov.
So the issue is not to collect. It's to...
That's right. The issue is not to collect. Does it make sense?
Does it become like Hamalvel Eser Shanim?
What's that?
Does it become similar to Hamalvel Eser Shanim? That he's just pushing off the Chov until after Shemitah?
Which case is that?
Your Malvel Eser Shanim.
There's no egos in the Shemitah.
Right.
Because the Chov isn't right.
Right. So does this become similar to that? Because the low
is that on Shvius, I want you to re-empower me.
But I thought the issue was to be able to enforce the loan. So what's the difference if you're making it tonight? Right now you're giving him the ability to enforce the loan.
What's that?
You're giving him, the bottom line is, you're giving him the power to enforce the loan. And the issue was to enforce the loan.
No, but the issue was to enforce the loan from your own position. Because you're a Malva and he's a Lova. But if he empowers him to enforce the loan, there's no issue.
What's the issue by paying interest? For you to collect interest or for the guy to pay the interest?
Both.
Right. Aaron's right. It's not much because of the Torah. He's sidestepping it.
What's the wrong fish? Ram just says she called my ship a Mumon Kaya.
He's not making recourse to that, to the din of Tanash Mamon Kaya Afil Mas Mashka Zedora.
Maybe you're just saying, Lizzo, what kind of thing is it re empowered? What's that?
The original question was, it's an answer.
Right.
That was the original question.
Yeah.
The answer is one question. That how could you have the love of Lo Yigos once you have the answer, you have korban mashe yodo. This answers that question. Because the assay isn't a cancellation of the loan. It's just the hashmata of his exercise of power. So that would answer that question. But this question of why it's masna mashfas of authority is saying it doesn't answer because the Torah did not say that.
He went in to the end and said it's not so much about the Torah, but really it's not because he's sidestepping over it.
Right?
Unless he's stepping out of that, yes, right?
It'll answer one question.
That's
what it's
answer. That's
another
question.
Right.
Yeah,
it's like too good, it creates an DRI. That's clear. Now the question. But now the question is, if the Yisr is to use an empowerment that's Noveya from the Chov, and here what's he doing? He's empowering him himself. So it's not Noveya from the Chov. So I know Chov, he couldn't do it.
As a matter of fact, the way you expressed it, not, I don't know if he's expressing it that way, was to reinstate the Chov.
Then it should be this, sir.
Right. No. Because once
at the end, can he say v'chov yani no simcha? Because the guy's not pressing him.
And if he can't say that, so then what's the Yeruch Chacham?
Right. Yeah, what's he doing then? And you see Chav Tas also goes together with it. Chav, the next halacha.
Yes.
Could you read it, please?
Yeah. Chav Ches says, Kol ha-machzir chov sha'avar alav shvias. You return it anyways. Yeah. Ruach ha-chamim nocha himano.
Good,
he's saying like it. So ha-mal v'loma.
La-machzir mishamit mashmit ani v'kfar niftaras mimani. Amar lo afal pikein ritzoni shetakabel, so yikabel imenu shenam. Amar lo yigos, very lo nagas.
Lo nagas. The al yom lo b'chov yani nosim lach. Why not?
Lova can't say that.
Al yom shalim of matana. Why should he say that?
So why does he have to say that?
To express his free will.
Express his free will.
Yeah,
they're interested in people expressing the bechira all of a sudden.
That was free will to give the money back.
He should say, it's a matana.
Right.
The easiest thing.
Huh. Yeah. Is there a chol or is there not a chol? I'm saying, in terms of the Ein Mamonos, there really is no chov. And therefore, it's Rina Lof Tov. Momen Shina Lof Tov. Choshen Mishpat really is. Mm-hmm. mention mitzvah. It's really moment shein leftover. So moment shein leftover, mechosh and mitzvah belongs to him. So if he doesn't say it's mine, so he's saying it's not moment shein leftover. So then it'll be lo yigos.
Again?
Moment Shana Loftoven, so it really is.
Who is the Lovas?
It's really the Lovas. Because it's Ana Loftoven.
Does it make a difference whether it's Ana
Loftoven so you can keep it? Correct?
Okay.
Right.
But the only. So why is it Ruach HaChomim is no Chaimanu? Because the Torah didn't really cancel out the Chi of Mammon directly.
Right.
It got cancelled out. Agav.
There you go.
Yisra of Tovin.
Right.
So that's why it's Ruach HaChomim is no Chaimanu.
Right.
You know why, but it's still cancelled out.
Right, does that make sense?
Yeah, but it's still cancelled out. Like Balmon is, and Mammon there's nothing. There's no Chov.
No, there is a Chov.
The Chov is still cancelled.
Why do you have to say it's cancelled? When it's normally no Tovim, because it's inherent. Like Mark says, here it's from the external phenomena. So the Gavr can't be a Toveya, but you can't really classify this as a Mama, as a debt, which inherently people claiming it. It's only because of an external mechanism. It's not the character of the loan. When it says Mama Shalom Tovin is canceled, it means when it's the character of the loan as such. It's a different type, you know, a different type of transaction. Here it's because halachically, because we want to show that man's bialis is limited, so the gaver can't be a toveya. But the Torah has no objection with the loan being collect, you know, being paid. That's a good thing. Ruach Domeh. Just that the gaver, because of want to demonstrate by Shemitah that
the gaver can't be a toveya.
Right, Lashem Aretz Meloa. So the gaver can't be a toveya. But this guy recognized justice. He borrowed the money. He wants to pay it back.
He can't sit idly by knowing that he caused the malvin a loss.
Right. Philosophically, he's Ruach HaMeno. And this guy is not being over any Yisr. He acknowledges that Lashem Aretz Meloa, that's why he can't be Toveya.
And the reason why he has to say it's Matana is because otherwise he's saying that there's a Gavra HaToveya.
Right. Why is he saying that?
By implication.
Just because I'm saying
he doesn't say it's his. And he's giving it to him the Matano. He doesn't say that, but he's giving it to him the Chovo. So then he's making him into a Noges.
Why? If he's not a Noges, why is he making him into a Noges?
Because if he's not a Noges, it's Moment Shein Leftovim, and it's his. And he can keep it.
So the Lova can force the Malva to be over an Isser?
Yes, in other words, if he accepts it in that framework, if the Lo Malva sets up the framework of a noges, and the Malva accepts it in that framework, that's a problem.
He doesn't have to accept it. That's what I'm saying.
As long as I have his house, then you could go.
Okay.
Like it is, but it isn't. But the Torah really didn't want to cancel the chol. Just didn't want him to exercise Bailus of Masha Yodo, like the Tirgum says. But in doing that, it renders it Momen Shein Lo Tovin, and he's Potter. But the objective wasn't that the Malva should have an Efsin.
Right, that's right.
What does this help us?
No, because the thing is that he's reinstating it. He's not reinstating it. He's reinstating it not in terms of repayment of a chol, but because of the fact that he realizes he caused hefsis.
Our case of the Tanai is
what?
So when he's repaying, he's not repaying.
It is because he doesn't want to empower him as a noges.
Right, that's right.
But at the same time, the Torah didn't want him to lose the mind.
Right.
But by Shemot, it caused him a loss.
Yeah.
But Rabbi, if he says,
he's in line with the will of the Torah.
If he says, the Malva says, the Ram says, Sarach HaMalva Lomer L'machzir, Neshamet Ani V'kvar Nefteras Mimani. Amar Lo, Afal Pikein, Ritzonu Shetakabel, Sirikabel Mimani, Shnemar Lo, Yigo, Sarai Lo Nagas. So what do you need to do more? And he'll say it's Matana. Or if, even if he says Bechovi, it's Bechovi, but he's saying is Neshamet V'kvar Nefteras, and it's not, I'm not being Nogas. So who cares if he says
of his mom and Shane Lotovin.
Right.
So it can't be given back the Torah's chiyuv.
No, but there is still a chov, or are you saying no, there's no chov?
We're saying that meaning there's still a chov?
Yeah, right. The chafta of the chov. Is there a chov or is there no chov?
No.
There's no chov.
There's no chov. Because if there's no
Nogues,
there's no
Chov. But there is
Hefsid. There's no Toveya, there can't be a Chov.
So what's he doing then? So what's he returning?
But the objective, but he's going to be suffering a Hefsid. Right. So the Torah didn't really want him to suffer a Hefsid, because otherwise the Torah would have said the Chov is canceled. The Torah didn't want him to exercise Negisa. Be a nogis. And in so doing, it made it Momen Shein Lo Tovin, so it's his. But the objective of the Torah was not that the Malva should have a loss, because otherwise the Torah would have just canceled it. So it's Ruach Chacham is no chaymenu because he's doing the will of the Torah. Removing the hesed from the malva, and yet he's not paying him as a chol.
What would be wrong
not
if he
saying there's negisa here?
What would be wrong if he just repaid him without the speech back and forth?
Say it again.
In other words, since the
it just comes out that he can keep the money because it's Mom and Shane Rotovin.
Yeah.
So you see, the objective of the Torah really wasn't that the Malva should suffer a loss.
Right.
So if he gives it back to him, the Matana, so he's not suffering a loss.
Right. I mean, the way they set it up is in line with the way the Chinuch, you know, philosophically discusses the whole concept of Shemitah. Is Lashem Aretz Mloa. It's basically he can't be a Toveya because he has to demonstrate. You know, Hashem Aretz Mloa, but doesn't mean he has to sustain a loss.
But Rebbe, at the end there is no chov because of the Isser, and now it's Moshe Latov. Now you're saying there is no chov, right?
That's correct.
So then, how could he be over Lo Yigos? The original question.
I don't think it's the same. Why do you have to say the loan is canceled?
Because the reason why there's no chov is because of Lo Yigos. The issue is there's no cancellation of the chov. There's just a cancellation of Nagisa.
Right.
No gaze.
Right.
It's taking apart the chov into two components. So Agav Orcha, he loses his chiyuv.
Why did you have to show? The Torah had to show.
But it wasn't the will of the Torah that he should really lose the mama. So that's why he's doing the will of the Torah by paying him back as a matana.
Why does he have to express it verbally?
What's that?
Why does he have to verbally express it?
So that because if he doesn't express it, so then he's saying that there is a noges, that it's Momen Shiesha Lof Tovin. And the guy will come out, or he's taking a Petoras that.
Yes, to make it explicit then.
Not he's not saying it's a Matana Ba'alma.
Right.
He's saying, I'm giving it to you, nevertheless.
Right.
As a matana, he means that you shouldn't lose.
A matana is because he knows there's no way for the person on his own to get it back.
That's right.
And what happens if the Lova says it, but the Malva doesn't have his... Both of them have to express it, apparently, right?
If what?
Both of them, both the Malva and Lova have to express it verbally. That's the round head, right?
Yes, that's correct.
One of them would not
because if the Lova is going to say, I'm giving it to you because I owe it to you, and the Malva is going to accept it in that context, so then he's going to be accepting it as an ogres.
And if
Lova
just says, I'm giving it to you Mataras Matana, and the Malva doesn't say anything, why shouldn't that be adequate?
Well, then, is he just giving him a gift?
Yeah.
I mean, why Matana?
And the Malva doesn't say anything?
It
has
nothing to do with the chov. Yeah, nothing to do with the chov. It's talking about your master the chov. Point is, you're a guy who's trying to be master the chov, say a bit rough. I'm no
right.
So now you have to have this whole thing. But if you really just give a guy a gift that happens to be the same dollar value as the thing, but you don't say anything about the chov.
But let's say you can give a Torah Matana and the Malva doesn't say anything.